Today's shiur in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph in the second volume of Mishneh Berurah. Mitzvah Shem, we're going to finish up the important and beautiful siman dealing with the halachos of Netilas Yodayim, siman Kuf Nun Ches. We actually completed the Mechaber and Ramah on Sif Yud Aleph, and now we'll go through the Mishneh Berurah. Just remind yourself quickly that the Mechaber had said that the minhag is not to make a bracha Netilas Yodayim until after you've washed the hands. Normally we make a bracha over Lasiyos and right before you do the mitzvah, but here we wash the hands first because it's possible that your hands aren't going to be clean, and therefore you should make the bracha after you wash the hands once, and then you can say the bracha and then wash your hands the second time. The Ramah added, however, that our minhag is to make the bracha after you've washed both of your hands right before you go and dry them. Drying is also part of the mitzvah, and that's still called over lasiyosan. If you forgot to make the bracha until they were dry, the Ramah says you can still make the bracha. So now let's look at the Mishneh Berurah, Siv Katan Mem. The Mishneh Berurah writes, the pomim shein yod of nikios, the reason why you shouldn't make the bracha before you go and wash your hands, it's that your hands might be dirty, and you can't make a bracha when your hands are dirty. The Mishneh Berurah continues, and he says, "Kigon shiyotzim beis hakise." For example, you just came out of the bathroom, or shenaga b'mekomas amechusos begufo, or you touched a part of your body that's normally covered up. Sheino roy levarach kodim shenot hayodav, and you can't make a bracha before you wash your hands. Therefore, mipnei zeh noagu b'chol anetilos levarach achar anetila. Therefore, we always wash our hands and then make the bracha whenever we have a mitzvah to make the bracha, because in this way you can be assured that your hands are going to be clean. Siv Katan Mem Aleph, the Mishneh Berurah says, Mayim Shniyim. The Mechaber said, first wash your hands one time, make the bracha, then wash your hands a second time. And the Mishneh Berurah explains that the HaBeis Yosef, Hevi Zos B'Shem Rabbeinu Yerucham. The Mechaber in the Beis Yosef brought this down in the name of Rabbeinu Yerucham. Shekosav Shekein Nagu Rabosav. And this was the, in fact, the custom that his Rabbein had. B'Shibali Aleket, Hevi B'Shem Rabbeinu Meir Zal. In the Shibali Aleket, he brings down the name of Rabbeinu Meir. Shenoag Levarech Achar Netil of a Kodem Anigo. That the minog that they had was actually like the Ramah said that you go and wash both of your hands before you dry them, you make the bracha, ulid kameh, v'chei nagu olam. And this, in fact, is the custom of the world. Mishneh Berurah in Siv Katan Mem Beis writes, hu tam acher li'ichar bracha. He gives another reason over here why you should go and make the bracha after you've washed your hands, because the niguv, the drying of the hands, is also part of the mitzvah, and this is over lasiyosan, before the niguv, the drying of the hands. The gam acher and atilu, the Mishneh Berurah explains, after the washing of the hands, choshev old over lasiyosan, it's still called before the mitzvah is done, the gamar ha'netilu hu aniguv, because the finishing off of the netilas yadayim is the drying of the hands, the kameh b'sif yud beis, that we'll learn in a moment in Sif Yud Beis. The issue footnote number 49 brings down, name the Shelus Yitshuva Salmas Chaim, Sha'av Shekosav HaShulchan Aruch Lakam, and even though in Simen Kuv Tzadi Aleph, the Mechaber is going to tell us over there, and the Mishneh Berurah as well will comment, Sha'asur Lasos Melacha B'yodim Mevarech, you're not allowed to do any Melacha while you are saying a bracha. So here you're drying your hands while you're saying the bracha. Is that allowed? So he says, yes. Mutul l'nagev yodah b'shas bracha. A person can dry his hands while he's saying the bracha al netilas yadayim, and that's not considered doing work, because the niguv, the drying of the hands, is the chelik of the mitzvah. Upshita she'en b'zek peid, and therefore there's no problem with drying your hands and making the bracha al netilas yadayim. However, on the other hand, the Ben Ish Chai writes in the name of the Sefer Chesed Lo'alofim from Rabbi Eliezer Papo, she'asu levarech ba'odo minagev. One should not make the bracha while he's drying the hands. Kivin she'asu laso safilu eisek koshu b'sha she'mavarech. That one shouldn't take their minds off the bracha at all. Do nothing. Even drying of the hands is considered doing something that will take your mind off making the bracha with the fullest kavana. Mishneh Berurah Siv Katan Mem Gimel writes, it's still called over lasiyosan if a person goes and washes his hands, and then, as he's drying them, makes the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim. Va'af b'shofech revi'is v'vasachas. The Mishneh Berurah says, even if you pour an entire revi'is on both your hands at one time, the ladas and l'chabrein tzorech niguv klal g'lekameh, as we'll learn coming up, that doesn't even require a person to dry it. Nevertheless, mikom mokom lo plug, you're still allowed to make the bracha at that point in time. It's not after the mitzvah has been performed. The issue footnote number 50 brings down, v'chein ha'mafsik b'dibur ben ha'netil l'niguv. If a person talks in between the washing of the hands and the drying of the hands, so Rav Yashiv Zatzal brings down Shafilu Kishenot Tami Revius. Even if you poured in an entire Revius, Yochel Levarach Kol Ot Shelo Nigiv Yodav, you're still allowed to make the bracha as long as you haven't washed dried your hands. Now, the drying of the hands here is not essential, as we just pointed out, but nevertheless, it's still considered that you're doing the mitzvah. It's not after the mitzvah has already been performed. However, Rav Oznes Zatzal in the Shevet Alevi brings down Shimnot Tami Revius. If you did pour a Revius and you didn't technically have to dry your hands in that situation, you're not allowed to make the bracha. And he brings down Shaladasa Shulchan Aruch Shein Tzorach Nigov Benotal Birvi. It's according to Shulchan Aruch that we just mentioned, that you don't have to make a Nigov, you don't have to dry your hands if you poured an entire Revius on them. Hatam Shiochal Avarach called them a Nigov, who machma Shenechshav al Koponim Adayin Zman Esek HaMitzvah. The only reason you're normally allowed to go make the bracha while you're drying your hands before you finish drying your hands is because that's part of the mitzvah. But here it's not part of the mitzvah. Pashit, he says, Im Hifsik Ben Anatil Negiva. Therefore, if you talked in between the drying of the hands and the bracha, shuv lo shayach lomar shadayin hu bizman esek mitzvah, you certainly can't say I'm still involved in the mitzvah. And he adds, sha'af ledeo shagam beno tel mi revius sarach nigov. And according to the opinion, though, that you still have to go if you pour the revius and dry your hands, because it's mios, it's disgusting to have wet hands while you're eating. So the nigov there, the drying of the hands, is a part of the netila. Maybe in that situation he would say that you would be allowed to go and make the bracha still. But he says, we're not sure. In safik brachos, he says, you should be concerned that you're not allowed to make the bracha. Sivkot and Memdala, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Mavarech Achakach, even if you already dried the hands, the Ramah says you're allowed to go make the bracha. The reason for this, the Mishnah Berurah explains, is V'hainu l'fitam arishon shekosav v'machaber. This is based upon the first opinion that the Machaber brought down. The lo domi l'shar brachos, that this is different than all of the brachos. Shal mitzvah de kaimelon, shim lo berech mitchilo shuvein mavarech achakach. The whole v'itre yitre, that normally we say that if the mitzvah has been already performed, so then you're not allowed to make the bracha afterwards. It's too late. However, here it's different. Shashayni hocha, even though you dried your hands, shalaya royal levarch bikodem, you weren't allowed to make the bracha beforehand because mishum pon mishayin yod v'nikitz, because sometimes your hands aren't clean. So the timing for this bracha is actually after you wash your hands, even lechatchila. And therefore, lechayin, afim kvar nigev yodav, and therefore, even if you dried your hands, there is the possibility, yuchal levarch od, that you would be allowed to still go and make a bracha. And this is based upon the Magen Avraham and the El Yerabah in the name of the Lecha Chamudos and the Vilna Gaon. Likewise, the Tanya and the Shiboli Aleket in the name of Chanina bring down in the Shaar HaTzion Os Mem Dalet the Yuchal Levarach Mizeh HaTam Kodem Birchas HaMotzi. As long as you're before HaMotzi, you're still allowed to make the bracha. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Avolim Kvar Berech HaMotzi, but if once the person already made HaMotzi, then everybody agrees, Kosu HaPosim Teshuv Einu Levarach Al Ntilas Yadayim, then it's too late for you to make the bracha Al Ntilas Yadayim. V'inei HaTaz Machmir Then the Mishnah Berurah says, the Taz disagrees with what the Ramah just said. Once your hands are dried, he says, you're not allowed to go make the bracha anymore. And even though, Lamaisa, we don't paskin like this Taz, we do paskin like the Ramah that says that you're allowed to still make the bracha, since the Rabu Achronim Shemaskimin Ramah, and the reason for that is because many Achronim agree with the Ramah, nevertheless, we shouldn't dispense totally with the Taz and ignore it. One should try to follow the Taz and make the bracha before your hands are totally dried. The Alkein Yeshli Zor, B'mishinogim Eza Anoshim Shomim Sui Dechem Kodesh. Many people have the custom that they say Sui Dechem Kodesh Baruchas Hashem. Some made another pasuk V'asur Chapa Yemitzo Secha. So some have the custom to say this. So he says it's wrong for you to say this so long that you dried your hands already and you haven't yet made the bracha Valentila Sidai, because then you're going against this Taz for this custom, which is a very nice custom, but it isn't the halacha. And therefore, as a result of saying these wonderful psukim, a person misses out on following the opinion of the Taz, Shalokidin Osin Kain. The Mishnah Berurah says that's not proper. The issue for the number 53 brings down Mishmaus Hadvar, based upon this, that when we say Yisui Dechem Kodesh, that's not considered a hefsik at least. Clearly you can see that. But again, one should make sure that he follows the opinion of the Taz, that you try to say the Al Natila Sedayim before your hands are totally dry. Then the footnote skips a couple of paragraphs and continues, Umisha Berach Al Natila Sedayim, Fakodim Shinigiv Yadav Shomer Bracha Miyacher. If you said the Bracha Al Natila Sedayim and your hands are still wet, you haven't dried them, and you hear somebody else making a Bracha, so the Elif Lamogin says, Yochol Anos Baruch Hu Vroch Shemo, you'd still be allowed to answer Baruch Hu Vroch Shemo. Shelus Achuvus Or Letzion writes, Shemut Lanos Amein Bein Natila Nigiv, you'd even be allowed to answer Amein between the washing of the hands and the nigov and the drying of the hands. V'hosif shebestam dvarim. However, to talk a secular type of a statement, bevadei osalafsik, you shouldn't interrupt it off of that. Furthermore, if you want to say some sort of an additional tefillah after you've washed your hands and made the Al Natilas Yadayim before you say Hamotzi, so Rav Moshe Feinstein's Hatzalah, the Yigros Moshe says that's Poshut Osir. You're certainly not allowed to do that. Shekivan Shi Tefillas Biduya, the Chacham Lo Tikmu says, since this isn't a set tefillah, it's a mistake to make a tefillah at that point in time, and the Chacham didn't set up another tefillah over there, that would be considered a hefsek, and one should not do this. Indeed, he says, it might even be a problem of Baltosif that you're adding on to a bracha that the Chachamim didn't add to. Now we go to Sif Yud Beis. The Mechaber writes, V'inagveim heitev kodem shivtza. A person should carefully dry his hands before he goes and breaks the hamotzi. Sha'ochel b'li nigub yadayim. If somebody goes and eats his hamotzi, he eats the bread, without drying off his hands, ki'ilu ochel lechem tome. It's as if he's eating lechem tome, because your hands have water on them, and the water technically may be tome. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Koyin Memhei explains, brings down in the name of the Beis Yosef, because of the Beis Yosef, Dahayinu mishum demayim harishon mishashofech hayodu tmeimheim. When you pour the water first on your hands, so the water becomes tome, because it's coming into contact with your hands that are sheni, and the water, as we've already mentioned several times, becomes a tchila, becomes a rishon. Shenidmu machmas yodav, that the water becomes tome based on touching your hands. As kilakamim b'simu kuf samuch beis, it will learn officially inside, or we've already mentioned it several times in the reason we pour the second time is to, quote, purify the water that's still on your hands. Kedisa Shom, as will be explained over there. The best way to get rid of that water is not just to purify it with the second water, but to totally dry it off, and this way there is no tommy water left on your hands. The issue footnote number 56 brings down, to let your hands dry without actually drying them off, let them air dry. So the Shulchan Aruch Harav brings down lo dai bekach. That's not good enough. What should you do? Tzorich l'shavshav. You should rub them in some sort of a mappa, in a towel, or b'shadzor, or anything else that will dry them. Except, as we'll see later on, not in your clothing. Shanigov mitarim biyosef, because when you dry them off, that's the preferable way to do this. And he brings this down from the Kaf HaChaim as well. However, the Chazon Ish brings down, Shanira shadino shavel inigov. In this situation, he says, if they dry on their own, what difference does it make if they're drying in the sun, or they're drying because you wipe them on a towel? Kivin sh'ikor tam inigov hu mishum mayim shal yodav. The real reason is to get rid of the water on your hands, that it shouldn't be mitami the lechem, or because it's disgusting. So, as long as it's dry, we don't really care. This is a nafkamina in terms of using some sort of a air blower or hand dryer that doesn't have a towel. There are poskim that would say it's not good. You have to actively dry them with a towel. Others, based upon this Chazon Ish, would say it would be perfectly acceptable to use a hair dryer or a blower of some sort, a hand sanitizer that doesn't have paper, to dry your hands. And indeed, he brings down from Rav Yasha Zatzal, Rav Oza Zatzal, that in fact, Moil Liave Sheyadayim Bofen Zeh, a person can use some of these hand dryers or blowers to dry their hands. However, Shelis Shuvat Selah Chachma writes, Shebenot Tel Yodav Bepochus Berevias, Shamayim Shayodav Tmeim. If you don't have a full Revias, and then the water is actually Tameh, then you can't use one of these hand dryers. Bofen Zeh, because the water, if it dries in that fashion, is somehow being absorbed into your hands and would still be metamayu in that fashion. Mishnah Berurah continues, and he quotes the Marshal, the Rashal Kosav, the Ikra Anigo, who Mishum Nikios, that the real purpose over here is to have your hands clean. When your hands are wet from the water that you poured on them, Yeshua Mishum Mios, they're disgusting. To eat food when your hands are wet is not right, as brought down Rashi and Gwar and Sota. Then he brings down the Mogen Avram in the name of the Tashbates. Lo yinagev yodav b'chaluka. One should be very careful not to dry his hands in his clothing. Shekoshu l'shichcha. This will lead, unfortunately, to a person forgetting his learning. He brings down from the Prima Godim, Shemistapik. The Prima Godim questions, is this din correct in dafka chaluka? It's only with his cloak, with his shirt, so to say. O kol b'godav b'mashva. Or this includes any garment that he's wearing and he's left with a tzorich in. Sif Yud Gimel. The Mechaber writes and he says, Amat b'yodav, if somebody dips his hands into a mikvah or into running water that could be matar the hands, yochel lechel below nigov. In that situation, one could go and eat without drying the hands off. That's not considered tumah because your hands are being totally tar in the water and there's no tumadika water left on your hands. That doesn't address the question of mios, so you see here that the Mechaber is clearly talking about the problem being the water being tumah that's left on your hand, but when you're tovel your hands, that's not a problem. The Wadin, the Mechaber continues, Lenoto Yodav Vasachas, Vishochale Revius Maim Vasachas. The same thing would be true if you poured a Revius water on your hands all at once, or you make sure that you pour a Revius on each hand separately. Oshinota Yodavachas, Vishochale Revius, Vikin Shofach Averto, or that you poured water on a hand and then on the other hand with a Revius. In all of these ways, you don't have a concern with the water becoming Tomei, and therefore, according to the Mechaber, this reason of the Mayim Temeim doesn't apply, and therefore you technically wouldn't have to dry off your hands. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Memvav explains, Kaini Sivat Tosefta, this is brought down similarly in the Tosefta, and for Kosa the Beis Yosef, the Tamu, and the Beis Yosef brings down the reasoning, Mishum de Mavatvil, when you put your hands into the mikvah, to the spring water, Ein Kamayim Temeim Klal. There is no water that's Tomei over here, because the water is all connected on your hands to the mikveh, and it's all totally kosher at this point in time. So even when you remove your hands, any water that's remaining there is tar. And therefore, l'chein ein tzarich nigvah. Technically, you don't need to dry your hands in that situation because the water is not tamei. And that's why it's true if you pour an entire revius on your hands at once, there's no water that's tummy in that situation, or even a whole revius on each hand itself separately, because in that situation, as we'll learn in Simon Kuf Samach Beis, the water is considered tar and it doesn't become tummy at all. So if it's still wet on you, it's not a problem of tumah. And therefore, technically, ain't tzarich nigvah. For this reason, you don't have to dry your hands. However, as we just pointed out above in Sivkatan Memhei, the Marshal is brought down here by the Mishnah Berurah, who disagrees. The Marshal Cholik Azeh, because he holds the Sfirulei, the Ikar Nigov Shetiknu Mishum Mios L'chanal. As we've already explained, he says the real reason your hands shouldn't be wet is because it's disgusting to have wet hands eating bread. And therefore, what difference does it make why the hands are wet? It's not the tar or tomei aspect of the water, it's the fact that it's wet. V'imkein Mali Revi'ez V'vasachas Alo. Therefore, it doesn't make any difference how much water you put on your hands, and therefore that won't help you. Only when you're tall with the hands, it doesn't need niguv. Why not? Because that's no different than if a person is fully tar midaraisa. And even the marshal would agree in that situation, you don't need niguv. You technically don't need a niguv over there as well. Although in Dirshu 58, he brings down that the Chazon Ish was machmer even in this situation. Based upon the Tosefta, and the Aruch HaShulchan writes as well, a person should never eat bread with wet hands, that's disgusting. And therefore, the Nigov over here is also part of the mitzvah, and this is the Minak Pasha, and Ein L'shanos. A person shouldn't change this around, he should always dry off his hands. Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says that Bach and Simon Kuf Samachei and many other Achronim also hold like this, like the Marshal, that you should dry your hands off. And even though technically, as we just pointed out, toveling your hands doesn't require technically nigov. The Mogen Avraham writes, the Mishadato Kotzolo of Yeshbo Mishomiyos Tzarich Nigov. A person will be disgusted by having wet hands, so he should dry his hands off as well, even though he did Tfilas Yadayim. And certainly, if one does a regular Netilas Yadayim, one should always make sure that his hands are dry. This concludes Simon Kufnut Ches, and we'll end today's shir.